We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs. I hope that you are having a great day, knowing that Jesus loves you, that he orders your steps and directs your path, and he does not make a mistake, unlike me. And so today is a great day. We're going to be getting back into the Word of God, and I think we're finally going to get to the point in this passage in Genesis that I've been talking about for several days, and we're going to get to the reason why we ended up in this passage in the first place. But I do want to give a shout out to Advanced Christian Training Schools. They have a free video Bible school, meets in our fellowship hall on Tuesday night. That would be tonight, 633-0432, 633-0432. If you are interested in maturing in your understanding of the Word of God, they have put together videos by some of the most well-known pastors and Bible teachers in the country, and they work right through these and have discussions and things like that. But it doesn't cost you anything. And so if you would like to more information about this, you can call Ted or Linda at 633-0432. So I want to remind you, tomorrow is our vintage worship service. I have been preaching through the book of Isaiah, and last week was just a wonderful, wonderful time that we had. We were in Isaiah chapter 4 and was just building people's faith, because in that chapter, God talks about how he can transform a society and send revival. And so we're going to be preaching out of the book of Isaiah again tomorrow, and invite you to come at 11 o'clock. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night at 6:30, we have our boys and girls ministry. And one of the things that we discovered over the past couple of weeks was that it would be a little bit easier on families in order to get their kids there if we would have a meal for the kids beforehand. And so we're actually starting that tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And if you are interested, we have ministry for boys and ministry for girls and various age groups. And if you would like to come and be your kids to be a part of that, we teach them the Word of God. We teach them to become men and women of God. Now they have some fun, do some wild and crazy things as well. But, you know, the primary purpose is discipling boys and girls, helping them to develop their gifts so that they can utilize those gifts in the body of Christ. And so if that would be a blessing to you, we'd like to see you tomorrow night. If you are going to come for the dinner, if you would just be so kind as to call us at 454-4263 to let us know that you are coming. That way we make sure that we have enough food for all of the kids. So I want to take you back to Genesis chapter 26. Genesis chapter 26 and verse number 17 is where we are going to begin reading. While you are turning there or making note of it, I just want to give you a report. I was recently at the doctor's office getting my checkup for my eye, and she said that everything was healing wonderfully, and that I just have to maintain my neck position and sleeping in an upright position for another week. At that point in time, I should be good to go, and that the gas bubble that they've placed in my eye, that after a few weeks, that will work itself, not just out of my, it'll move throughout the rest of my body, and it will not be affecting my vision right now. Right now, I can see a semicircle in my eye that you can't see if you were looking at it, and that semicircle is designed to bring healing to the part of my eye that was damaged, and I want to thank God that He is my healer. So, good report there. Just wanted to share that with you, and thank you for praying for me. It's been quite a journey, and God has taught me a lot of interesting things during this process. So, in Genesis, the 26th chapter, the 17th verse, it said, "Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there, and Isaac dug again the wells of water, which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. Also Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there, but the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, 'The water is ours.' So he called the name of the well Esek," which literally means quarrel, "because they quarreled with him there. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also. So he called its name Sitna," which means enmity. "And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, 'For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.' Then he went up from there to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, 'I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake.' So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well." Now, on yesterday's broadcast, we talked about how that Isaac had gone from redigging past wells that had been clogged up to now digging new wells. And when he found water, isn't it amazing how when people will stand back, watch you do all of the work, and then they want to come and they want to take everything that you've worked for? Well, Isaac knew what that was like. But instead of causing that to be a position of or a place where a root of bitterness grew up in his life, he just said, "You know what, God, I'm going to let that go. I'm going to go on from here, and I'm going to dig another well." And so that's what he did. They moved on from there. He and his servants, they went, and in verse number 21, it says, they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also, so he called its name Sitna, which means enmity. And here, just like it happened before, when they saw that the work had been put in, and now all of a sudden there was another well, that they said, "You know what, we're going to lay claim to that one as well." And I just want to talk to you right now, because sometimes You can just get tired of fighting. I remember there was a song a long, long time ago. It was sung by Twyla Paris, and it talked about that the warrior is a child. And sometimes whenever you are engaged in conflict or adversity, you can just get tired, and you think, are we ever going to get to a place where we are not contending over every issue? It's been a long time ago now, but someone I had a meeting with someone one time. They were attending our church, and we were having a prayer meeting, and they said, "Does everything at Merit Assembly of God have to be so difficult? Does it have to be so hard? Isn't there any time that something is just going to come easy?" And you know what I told them was, you know, one of the things that I have seen in the natural realm is that a lot of times the greatest treasures are hidden in the most difficult places to reach. You know, you don't expect to find diamonds lying on the ground. Diamonds are formed under great pressure. right now in America, we have discovered that, or not we, but geologists have discovered that we are sitting on some of the largest petroleum reserves and natural gas reserves that are that exist anywhere in the world. It's just that they have been out of reach up until recently. And so I want to encourage you today that if you have been pressing on and it seems like that you would take two steps forward and then you would end up taking a step backward or two steps backwards, and it doesn't seem like you are gaining any ground, I want to encourage you that when you have done all, as it says in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, having done all, to stand. Do not give up on the vision that God has given you. Isaac knew that God wanted him to prosper. You have seen in what God had done in his life in verses 12 through 16 that he had made Isaac a very mighty, mighty man in the region. And so he gave him. Isaac was not only a person who was interested in restoring that which was damaged, but he was also a person of vision, and he was looking to make progress and take new ground. And so that's why he continued to dig the wells. And it seemed like every time there was a step forward, that it was met with adversity, and that can be discouraging. People take a couple of different approaches to adversity. And one of them is that they say, well, if there's going to be opposition, I don't want to have anything to do with it. And so they end up finding a place to settle, and they allow the enemy to determine where they are going to go, because the enemy says, you know what, all I've got to do is send them a little bit of adversity, a little bit of quarreling, and they will stop in their visionary pursuit of taking new ground for God. The other people look and say, you know what? If I am doing something for God and there is adversity, it might be because that I am doing exactly what God wants me to, and the enemy just doesn't like it. And so I encourage you, don't get discouraged whenever you find yourself in a contentious issue. But like he had done the first time, Isaac said, you know what? I bless you. You can have this well. Just go ahead. I know that we are the ones that dug it. I know that you are going to reap what we have labored for. But here, I give it to you. Enjoy the well. And so they move on, and it says in verse number 22, he moved from there and dug another well. I want to talk to some people today who will employ their gift of stubborn for the things of God, not against the things of God, and say, you know what? I know that we had victory in this area, and that was not somebody else wanted to take advantage of that. And I know we had victory in this area. And then they came and they wanted to claim that one too. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and recognize that we have a track record of victory. And the Word of God says that God always leads his people in triumphal procession. He always leads his people in triumphal procession. And so I want you to know you have a legacy of victory. You have a legacy of breakthrough. Even if it's not your natural legacy, you have a spiritual legacy that comes from Jesus Christ, who is more than a conqueror, wants to make you more than a conqueror. Jesus came to destroy the devil and the works of the devil, and he says that he will soon crush Satan under your feet in the book of Romans. And so I want you to know that today you are not fighting a losing battle. You are fighting a winning battle. And if the enemy happens to sidetrack you from enjoying the rewards of your labor for a season, I just want to build your faith up today and let you know he is not going to be successful in the long run. This study started with Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread. And all this time that we've been talking out of Genesis 26 has been leading up to exactly this point. God was positioning Isaac in a very special place. He prospered him. There was a less than amicable parting from Abimelech. There was wells that had been stopped up that had to be redug. There was new wells that were dug and they were contended for. And all of that was setting Isaac up for where we find ourselves today. It says, and he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. They did not quarrel over it. I encourage you, do not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you do not faint. If you do not faint. Whatever you sow, you are going to reap. Isaac had put in all the work. He and his servants had put in all the work. You know what? I have a feeling that they learned some things along the way, and that when they dug this other well, that they had modified their technique a little bit to where they were better at digging the well this time. And so I believe that the well that they dug there, I can't show you that in the Word of God. I can just tell you that from my personal experience, that the third time I do something, I'm generally better at it than the first time that I've done something. I've learned when to do some things, how to do some things. I've learned how to give enduring effects. And this time, the enemy did not quarrel over that. You know what? It says that he gave this a different name, where the others were named because of the adversity that they were facing, the quarreling and the enmity and the hostility between the people of the land. This time, Isaac said, I'm going to name this well Rehoboth. Now, my wife has been to Rehoboth Beach in Delaware, and I can only assume that they named that after this. This is what the word Rehoboth means. It literally means spaciousness. It goes on, Isaac says, he called its name Rehoboth because he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And so he named that place spacious, that God had brought them to a spacious place. My wife and I have lived in some very teeny tiny places. We lived in an appendage onto a barn, you know, where they had taken just a portion of the barn and made a one-bedroom efficiency apartment out of it. It was probably, I'm going to say, 250 square feet total in that area. Might have been a little bit more, but it was really, really tiny. You would roll out of the bedroom into the bathroom. It was just really small. And then we've lived in some apartments, and we've lived in some parsonages and things like that. And we finally, several years ago, moved into our house. And after having been in such small confines for so long, we had this house, and it was bigger than anything that we had ever lived in before. And it was spacious, and there was room in the place. And we actually, my wife had been fasting and praying for that. She knew that it was the house that God had shown her in the dream that she had had the moment we walked in the door. By the way, I just want to commend my wife. She is a woman of faith. I had faith for a three-bedroom, one-bath house in a different part of the area, and she said, no, God has called us to Merritt Island. I know that he's going to provide a place for us on Merritt Island, and it's going to be a spacious place. And so I'm not talking to you out of Genesis chapter 26 out of just theory, just out of Bible knowledge. God will make a place for you. It will be a spacious place. It is going to be a place where there's not adversity, where there's not quarreling. It's going to be your place, not somebody else's place. You see, everything that you do for the kingdom of God, God is going to make sure that you are rewarded. Now, let me tell you first and foremost that He is your exceeding great reward. He is your exceeding great reward. If you get Jesus and nothing else, that is marvelous. If you get grace and nothing else, you have been abundantly, abundantly blessed. I want you to know that I got an email from one of our listeners here recently, and I want you to know we're still praying for that situation. We are praying for the physical need that you talked about that was there, and we're believing that God is going to bring healing and restoration. I serve a miracle working God. Isaac said, "So now the Lord has made room for us." I want you to know that God will shift things. God will put a barrier between you and hostility. He will get rid of some things. He will make room for you. And the NIV actually says this: God has given us room to flourish. He has given us room to flourish. He has made room for us. And so today, on this Tuesday, I pray that God gives you room, not just to exist, but that you can abound in the work of the Lord. I pray you'll have some spiritual elbow room. I pray that there would be, that it would not be a tight place, not a snug place, but it would be a spacious place. You see, I believe that the God who is preparing a place for you in heaven is also able to make room for us today on this Tuesday. You see, there was a time when there were people that thought that the best thing that they could do for Merit Assembly of God was to close it down, to bulldoze the building, and to sell the property. But I am thankful we are here 22 years after I arrived, and I am thankful that God is making room for Merit Assembly of God, not just to exist, but to thrive. I was watching T.D. Jakes preach here not too long ago, and he was preaching a series, and they actually have a commercial blurb in there advertising his sermon series that he's been teaching. And he talks on there that Jesus did not come to make you exist. He came to make you alive, and He is going to cause you to flourish. I believe that He wants every Bible-preaching church in the central Brevard County. I believe that He wants to make room for it. He can make room for it, and that He will cause you to flourish. And Isaac says this: "And because of what God has done for us, we shall be fruitful in the land." We shall be fruitful in the land. Can you just state that by faith today on this Tuesday, that God has worked on your behalf, that He has made room for you, He has caused you to survive the adversity that has come against you, and now He has given you a place, a new resource, where you are going. He's given you room. He's given you room to flourish. He's made room for you, and you are determined that you, with God's help, are going to be fruitful. So let me wind this down today. It goes on in verse number 23, and it says, "Then he went up from there to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, 'I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant's sake.' So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well." Do not be content with just your pastor having a revelation from God. Don't be content with just your mama or your daddy or your husband or your wife having a revelation from God. I tell you that if you will be faithful and continue on with the task and the assignment that God has given to you, that God is going to show up. Not only is he going to make room for you on this day so that you will flourish and that you will be fruitful, but he is going to give you a personal encounter, and he is going to renew his covenant personally with you. You see, God had promised Abraham, I am going to operate through Isaac. I am going to minister through Isaac. And it's one thing when you hear about it from your mama and you hear about it from your daddy. But now Isaac was hearing it straight for himself from the mouth of God. He said, do not be afraid, for I am with you and I will bless you. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you. Not only is God going to make room for you, he wants you to do it without fear. Do not let fear paralyze you from stepping out. Instead, hear the promise of God. Do not be afraid, for I am with you and I will bless you. I will make room for you in the land. I will cause you to be fruitful. Let me close this section of scripture out today and tell you what happened from there. When he woke up, Isaac built an altar there, and he called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and his servants dug another well. Not only did God make room for Isaac and his servants and his flocks and his herds and all of his possessions, not only did he make room for them to flourish and to be fruitful, but Isaac also made room for God. Can I encourage you today on this Tuesday, make sure that you make room for God. Make sure that you have an altar where you can call upon the name of the Lord. Make sure that you honor the God who has kept you when the enemy was trying to destroy you. Make sure that you honor the one who wants to walk in covenant with you and allow God to show you that you don't have to be afraid. When you watch the news at night, I tell you, sometimes I watch the news and it's like they're wanting to birth fear in people. But today I want to encourage you, God is with you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. And he will make room for you to be fruitful. Father, we want to thank you today. God, that for each one of us, you know the number of hairs on our head. You know even the natural hair color. God, I pray in the name of Jesus right now that you would make room for each person that is listening today. Make room for them that is free from adversity. It's a spacious place, a place where they can be fruitful, where they can live without fear. God, bless them today. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.